it's pretty sensitive to.
Yeah.
I had it on a. The reason I bring the towel with me now is I was interviewing up in Dayton, and I was around a table, mm-hmm. and I had the. Had the mic on the table, and it was just squealing. It was just, it's a very sensitive microphone. Mm. Break them all the time. They cost me $50.
Yeah, good Lord.
What would you call a damp cloth for wiping the floor? Do you have any special
name? A damp cloth for wiping the floor?
Yeah.
Just a rag or something like
all
that.
All right. If the door is open, you didn't want it that way, you might say to someone,
close the door.
Or
shut the door.
All right. Something on the siding of on a house that you might put on a frame house to protect it from the
shingles.
Yeah, or something. Is there any other word for that that you can think of? You ever use the term weatherboarding or weatherboard or siding?
Weatherboarding is what I consider something that goes on the inside of the house or in between.
On the inside?
Not on the inside, but between the frames.
Oh, I see. All right, talking about something you use for, if you're doing some work, you take a nail and a
hammer.
All right, and then you
hammer the nail.
You say, all right, let's put it this way. So I got in my car and I
drove.
And I have many times.
I have driven many times.
Yeah, but I really don't like to
drive.
All right. Around the outside of the house up here, probably have a thing water pours into.
Yeah.
What's that called?
A gutter.
All right. Now, and then it goes down the gutter and then goes down a
drain pipe.
All right. And if you ever seen a roof that has a couple of peaks, so maybe several peaks.
Yeah.
And what would you call the space in between the peaks?
The peaks?
The peaks are here, and then you might have to get up there in the fall and sweep out the leaves.
I don't know what you mean offhand.
Yeah. Well, what would you call that out there where the cattle are grazing out there? That's there out
a pasture.
Yeah, all right. But if it were, you might talk about it as a hill up here.
A valley.
Yeah. Would you ever use that term valley for?
I have never heard it applied to a house.
Okay. Say you have a small building out. Let's say you had one out there in the yard for keeping the lawnmower and things in. What do you call that?
A shed.
All right. Now, would that have to be separate, or could it be built onto the house? Either way?
It could be either way, really.
All right. Before they had indoor plumbing, people had...
outhouses.
All right. Any other terms for that you've heard?
Yeah, I've heard them, but I can't think of...
That's right. Well, you can't think of anything?
Yeah, not offhand. Outhouses or outbuildings, something like that.
All right. I'd say, have you seen him around? And you say, no,
I haven't seen him.
All right. Say, Liv, he's coming around here telling me his troubles. I don't want to listen to his problems. My own troubles.
I have my own troubles.
All right. Someone might ask you, have you done that often? And you say, oh yes, I all the time.
I do it all the time.
All right. And he
does it all the time.
And then you might ask me,
does he do it?
All right. And then the answer is yes, he
does.
All right. Say that somebody else talked about someone else caring about things. About anything.
He doesn't care. Doesn't
all right.
care.
All right. And you're not sure about something. You say, I don't think so.
Or I don't know. Would be.
Yeah, you want to ask, in relation to someone else, say, I don't think so. And then you want to confirm it with someone else.
Right? I would say, does he?
Or talking, you want to talk to me, though.
Do you think he does?
Yeah. Well, I was getting at, do you?
Mm-hmm.
Or something. Would you?